Joining us now for some in-depth analysis of this issue is our ethicist, Randy Cohen. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Stephen.
Is it ethical to write your own Harry Potter novel?
Well, you know, if I want to imagine Harry Potter in a passionate embrace with one of the Weasley brothers, or even all of the Weasley brothers, for that matter, I see no harm in it. And there's no problem if I want to write out my lurid fantasy and show it to a pal. That I think it's an innocent hobby, like naked macrame or something like that.
And then what happens when you publish it, though? Does it become...
That's when it gets tricky. If I want to publish my insane ravings, it becomes slightly more complicated. But does sticking it up on a weblog constitute publishing in any meaningful sense? That the purpose of copyright law is to let a creator profit from her efforts. And I don't think fan fiction does anything to undermine it. So I see no problem. I see no ethical problem with it. It's a kind of a hobby and a kind of homage.
Although there is also, of course, the question of protecting the public from ever having to see some of these things. I don't know.
Well, you know, our friend Oscar Wilde observed that there are no moral or immoral books, only good and bad books. So I'm not sure what he would say about Harry Potter fan fiction.
I guess you'd have to judge him one book at a time. Randy Cohen is our ethicist, and this leads us nicely into our first question from listeners today. It is from someone we will call Biff from Seattle. As usual, listener letters have been edited for length, and I should also point out that Biff's identity has been changed to protect the guilty, or at least the parents of the guilty. He writes from whatever city he's really writing, "My teenage daughter is keen to download music off the internet. I think that's stealing, but she says most artists are so rich that it shouldn't matter. I know that in the music business, the few superstars support the organizations that market the young unknowns. And in the interest of full disclosure, I should add that I own an internet-based service company and would not like the idea of someone pirating that. So I may be a bit too close to the issue to be objective. What is my ethical obligation?" Well, Randy, what do you think? Is it ethical or not to download music off the internet to effectively, at least legally, steal it?
I'm with you and Biff. To download music from the net illegally is akin to theft. It deprives songwriters and performers and even odious record companies of payment for their work. It might not be as wicked as tossing a canvas sack over Elton John's head and swatting him with a big stick till he sings Candle in the Wind, you know, or stop singing it, depending on your taste. But it is dishonest, and you shouldn't do it. It's simply wrong to take someone's work without permission.
But now let me push you on this just a little bit. Everybody is doing this, and it's music. I mean, you go over to somebody's house and listen to the record that they bought. I mean, what's the big deal here anyway?
What's interesting about it to me is that the solution to this isn't finger wagging, and that otherwise honest kids, as you say, who'd never go to a record store and slip a CD down their pants, are doing it. Some things I think are simply too tempting for most of us to resist, so that the solution lies not with hectoring individual kids, but with the record companies. They really do have to provide ways of downloading music that are convenient and that are moderately priced and that are easily done. If you create a situation in which it's possible to be good, it's impressive how often people will.
And we have Biff now on the line from somewhere in America. Hi, Biff.
Hello.
What now have you done to or with your teenage daughter in order to deal with this problem as you see it?
Well, all I've done to date is to talk with her. I mean, I could disconnect the internet from her room, which I've thought about doing. But the larger issue for me is, can ethics be taught? Can ethics be instilled? And that's what I'm struggling with.
Randy, any advice?
My impression from writing my column is that people learn their ethics not from ethics classes of any kind, but they do learn more than anything else by absorbing the values of the families in which they live. So I think she will, in fact, be much guided by you. But, you know, your ethical obligations aren't just what happens at the moment of crisis. She will notice if you're writing letters to a record company saying, well, why don't you provide inexpensive downloadable music, you know, that if you shoulder these civic obligations, if you work to change the conditions that creates this bad behavior, I think she'll notice that too.
I got to say, I'm a little skeptical about that approach, Randy, for this reason. Even if it is inexpensive and affordable, the other version of just stealing it is free, and it feels more rebellious and more in the style of being a teenager, don't you think?
Well, I think we've learned a little something about your teenage years, Steve.
But I don't want to go into any more details unless I go into an assumed name myself, but go ahead.
I actually don't think that candy and gum are left right by the counter at most delis in New York, and most people don't steal them because it's easy and inexpensive to buy them, and they feel they're being treated fairly when they do. if you create a sense of justice, I think people will live up to it.
Biff, what have you been saying to your daughter exactly to try to persuade her?
I've told her the words of a friend of mine who's the president of a music company, in fact, who says, well, yes, but how would she feel if somebody went into Walmart and stole something? I mean, they're big and they're rich. Or how would she feel if somebody came into her backyard and stole her bike because she has more money than they do?
And she said the Walmart thing, it was fine to shoplift, right?
Sure. And what if Britney Spears came and stole her bike? That would be cool.
That's right.
So you told her this, and what was her response?
Cold silence, I'd say.
Well, I sympathize with your problem as a father. I too am the father of a teenage girl who would love to download music. My solution has been technical inadequacy, that our phone line is just too slow and our computer is just too old. I recommend incompetence as a solution. But I understand that most people will not be saints and most people will not be dreadful villains. They'll behave about as well as their neighbors. And if all her other friends are doing it, it is asking a lot for her to resist. We agree that it's wrong to do it. But so the interesting question to me is, how do you get her to not do it? And I'm not so sure browbeating an individual kid is going to work.
Oh, absolutely not.
Have you actually forbidden your daughter to do this?
You know, I haven't. And I haven't because I am concerned about doing the right thing. But you know, truth be told, her downloading one song is not hurting anybody that much. So my greater effort here is to try to get her to think about the ethics.
Biff from Seattle, thank you very much for taking the time. I really appreciate
it. Thank
you. As always, send your ethical queries, qualms, and quibbles to us at watc@npr.org. That's watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and you might just get to pose your question to Randy Cohen himself. Randy, thanks for joining us today.
I enjoyed it, Steve.